sir. Today's music corner presents a song from Mentawai entitled Polak Tetuk. The song Polak Tetuk was composed by Mato Samalingai. The song tells the story of the beautiful Mentawai Island with its rich forest. The song lyrics also remind the younger generation not to exploit the land, forest, and timber on Mentawai Island. Well, listener, here is the traditional song from Mentawai Island called Polak Tetuk by Mato Samalingai. Enjoy! Listener, today's music corner presents a song from Mentawai entitled Polak Tetuk. The song Polak Tetuk was composed by Mato Samalingai. The song tells the story of the beautiful Mentawai Island with its rich forest. The song lyrics also remind the younger generation not to exploit the land, forest, and timber on Mentawai Island. Well, listener, here is the traditional song from Mentawai Island called Polak Tetuk by Mato Samalingai. Enjoy!
The Voice of Indonesia, the World Service of Radio Republik Indonesia in Jakarta. Welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. On Wednesday, 19th March 2025. I hope that all of you are fine. Today cannot only give you much goodness, but also provide you much happiness. Well, with me, Ahmad Faisal, I would like to accompany you for 6 hours ahead. Started from 12 p.m. up to 6 o'clock p.m. local time, Jakarta. I hope that you are, especially for Muslims, that today you are still doing your daily activities. You are also still carrying out, you know, fasting. I hope that you are still strong. You are still keeping your faith. And this, I mean, today can also make you feel much better. I also hope that today must be better than yesterday, and I do hope tomorrow will be much better than today. So all of you are doing your daily activities. Well, listener, our team has already prepared our interesting segments that cannot only educate you but even entertain you. Maybe when you are, you know, you are walking, maybe you are playing, you are having holiday, and even when you are working, still listening to our program. We hope that this can also entertain your daily activities. Well, lot of information, lots of music, and even our social culture compiled as our feature, as well as our, you know, our quote of the day as our wise word would like also to accompany you for today's edition, listener, and even our updated information and our interview that would like to share you that will be able to increase about your insight about Indonesia.
kacang hijau is a traditional food made of mung bean, which is cooked in water and brown sugar with a bundle of a pandanus leaf. The ingredients are then cooked until boiled and it turns into porridge. Once it is cooked, the porridge is served with coconut milk. Mung bean porridge is easy to make and it doesn't take a long time. But if you don't feel like making mung bean porridge, you can find this food easily in the entire Indonesia. Some sell it in a traditional coffee shop and some others sell it in a mobile gerobak or pushcart. A bowl of mung bean porridge is so cheap. By paying 4,000 rupiah only, you can get your breakfast. Although the era is developing, traditional food like mung bean porridge is still maintained. Moreover, mung bean porridge can be found in modern department stores in big cities too. It proves that the Indonesian traditional food can compete with international food and it remains lovable for Indonesian people.
Dear listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, which is a traditional song, we have Sio Mama that was created and popularized by the late Melky Guslow. He is an Indonesian musician who was popular in the 1970s. Sio Mama tells the story of a migrant who misses his mother. He recalled that when he was little, his mother often carried him while burning sago. He also prayed that God would always protect his mother. Well, listener, here's the song Sio Mama by Melky Guslow. Enjoy!
Oh,
Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, I believe that you are still listening to our program on Indonesia Today, and I'm also sure that when you are doing your daily activities, you need such motivation, you need such, you know, such wise word from maybe for many people, and even from by me. Well, I would like to now to share you our wise word. It is also related to our quote of the day. Now it is from Muhammad Nasir. He said, "To reach something, one must fight for it. Like picking coconut on the tree, you don't wait it fall like a ripe durian." Well, Muhammad Nasir is an Indonesian scholar, fighter, politician, and also religious figure. He was the prime minister in the era of 1950 up to 1951, the Basyumi organization figure and freedom fighter. He is also known for his politeness, intelligence, modesty, care, and persistence.
Katakan bahwa kau menginginkan diriku. Datanglah, bawalah bunga-bunga agar kau dapat membuat diriku terbang. Nyatakan janji cinta yang akan kau ucapkan, itu yang terakhir. Datanglah, bawalah aku pergi bersama dengan semua gelora asmara. Aku di sini, duduk manis menantimu.
quite unique, kue cubit or pinch cake. It is called so as the cooked cake from a pan is taken out with cake tongs by the trader, so it is like pinch. The ingredients of the cake are quite simple. This cake is sweet and delicious. It's really nice to eat with a cup of tea or coffee. It has various shapes. It is small and funny that everybody likes it. However, generally, kue cubit is round. On the top of it, there are usually sprinkles to make it more beautiful and delicious. Kue cubit is a quite popular snack in Jakarta, and this cake is easily found in various parts of the city. However, usually kue cubit is sold in school areas and traditional markets. It is quite cheap. It costs about 1,000 rupees per piece. It depends on the topping. Kue cubit with cheese is surely more expensive than kue cubit with sprinkles. You can also order cooked or half-cooked kue cubit. Both have delicious taste.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from Mentawai Islands Regency entitled Tete Amo Siat Loga. The word tete in Mentawai traditional language means grandfather, or also earthquake. Tete Amo Siat Loga linguistically means the earthquake is coming, the squirrels are already screaming. In the song lyrics, if tete is angry or an earthquake is about to occur, natural signs will appear, such as the sound of restless animals, rumbling sounds from the top of the hill, landslides, and others. The song emerged after a major earthquake followed by a tsunami in the Mentawai Islands in 1797. The song Tete Amo Siat Loga is sung for one generation to the next generation. The song is like an early warning and reminder of the signs and dangers of earthquake and tsunami disasters. Well, listener, here is the song from Mentawai Islands Regency entitled Tete Amo Siat Loga by Mata Samalingay. Happy listening.
Siat loga teteu katinambuleleu teteu girisit nyau nyau girisit nyau nyau amu golu tetata tetata pelebu arata deake baikonang guilak pai pai go go lei lei go go parasita teteu lalak lapa guru seilet oh teteu amu siat loga teteu katinambuleleu teteu teteu Golu teteta pelep, arata dea ke baikonan, guilak pai pai go go lei lei go go parasita teteu lalak lapa guru seilet. Teteu katinambuleleu teteu girisit nyau nyau girisit nyau nyau amu golu teteta pelebu arata deake baikonan guilak pai pai go go lei lei go go parasita teteu lalak lapa guru seilet teteu amu siat loga teteu katinambuleleu teteu Amu golu teteta pelebu arata deake baikonan guilak pai pai go go lei lei go go parasita teteu lalak lapa guru seilet teteu amu siat loga teteu amu siat loga teteu girisit nyau nyau girisit nyau nyau teteu teteu amu siat loga teteu
Thank you.
tak perlu tahu bahwa ku sedih. Ku hanya bisa tersenyum diam tanpa kata saat ku bilang I'm okay. Dalam hatiku
tetaplah satu cinta, cinta Indonesia.
Great Nation is the nation who know their history of Indonesia's greatness, history of the kingdoms, not only in Java Island, but also outside Indonesia. This can be an extraordinary power. When talking about tourism, it has become a leading topic. There was an expression conveyed by Totot Marwoyo, head of Regional Tourism Office of Ciamis West Java, about the importance of history that can be developed into tourism sector. Ciamis is one of the regencies in West Java. The regency is now seriously improving itself to develop historical and cultural tourism. Seeing from its geographical location, most of Ciamis regency consists of mountains and plateaus. On the southern border of Central Java consists of coastal area. In the coastal area, there are some sea tourism locations such as Parigi Bay, Pananjung Bay, and the famous one is Pangandaran Bay. From the uniqueness of the Ciamis geographical area, the historical legends of the ancestors of the old royal kingdom are stored in the land of Java, which once triumphed at the time. One of the historical legends is Galu Kingdom, which once built in Ciamis Regency. This is proven by the presence of the Petilasan or historical remains of the past, namely Petilasan Sanghyang Boros Ngora, the founder of the Galu Kingdom. Contained in the Sundanese language old manuscript entitled Carita Parahyangan, written in the early 16th century. The manuscript tells about the presence of Galu Kingdom, a Sundanese kingdom in the Java Island, with its territory lies between Citarum River to the west and Ki Serayu River to the east. The kingdom is the successor of Kandan Kingdom, subordinate to Tarumanegara. The Galu Kingdom was the forerunner of the kingdoms in Java and Bali.
Kalau kita bicara budaya di Ciamis, ini adalah cikal bakalnya budaya.
If we talk about Ciamis, the region is the birthplace of culture. Galu King is the forerunner of the kings in Java. Based on this story, we will promote the visit Ciamis, which is aimed to invite people to come to Ciamis by knowing Galu heritage too. Which is rich in history and culture, was recognized by an elder of the Kasepuhan Guru Ageng of the Ciamis Regency, Kanjeng Pangeran Haji Dede Sadli Surya Binangun, or better known as Aba Dede. According to him, Ciamis has the power of historical roots, so that it can be developed into a traditional tourism site. Ciamis is an original traditional and cultural region inhabited and used. If we want to develop it as a traditional tourism area, just make adjustments. Ciamis has basic strengths and history. The region will be used as a traditional tourism area and to develop people's economy as well. Here is the place of ancestors of Javanese and Balinese. Totot Marwoto, head of tourism office of Ciamis West Java, said that the visitors can see cultural heritage in the form of traditional parties, cultural attractions, and the Galu Kingdom sites during the Visit Ciamis event. Remnants of the Galu Kingdom are found in Kawali, Ciamis Regency, since Ciamis people still preserve the historical heritages.
Kita punya heritage-nya, kemudian kita punya
we still have Galu heritages with traditional parties. We also have Nyangku, Jamasan, Merau, Misaligin, Nyugu or Offering, Pemerakan or Exhibition. This is very complicated. If we talk about Ciamis culture, actually historical relics are the more useful things that still be preserved. We'll be right back.
traditional cultural events also offers an interesting tour, namely pilgrimage tourism, Toto Marwoto said.
Wisata yang paling nampak sekali Pak kita ini pasar pasarnya itu.
The market share is pilgrimage. At least 400,000 visitors come to Ciamis in 1 year, a very fantastic figure, even though they are local tourists. But now, tourists from Brunei, Malaysia, and Thailand begin to have permanent schedule to come here. We already have halal tours and cultural tours, and this is amazing. Talking about Galu tourism, the local people claim that the true origin of Galu is absolutely Ciamis. Of traditional villages in Ciamis become a special attraction for tourists to find out the local wisdom, which is still well maintained. Head of the tourism office of Ciamis West Java, Toto Marwoto said.
Salah satunya kita punya kampung kuta, dan ini kebetulan nih secara langsung aja, bukan laporan, tapi konfirmasi.
One of them is kampung kuta. Based on report from the marketing office of West Java province, traditional villages and destinations actually become great demand by European people. They came with a study team. Habit and norms can be a reflection of our generation. For example, mutual cooperation has been eroded or degraded nowadays. We should be respecting each other and smiling as a form of characteristics of the local wisdom. Local wisdom of Ciamis people as Galu royal inheritance can also be seen with peace gong symbol. Toto Marwoto added. We have a peace gong. Not all capitals, not all provinces have peace gongs. Peace gong has philosophical meaning. King Galu was a king who loved peace, so it is appropriate that the peace gong is sought at Karang Kamulyan as a milestone of the history of Galu royal palace. By mobilizing various potentials such as culture, traditional events, natural history, and pilgrimages, Ciamis Regency improved itself to spur backwardness in the tourism sector. The elder of traditional Kasepuhan Guru Ageng of Ciamis, Abah Dede, reminded that to develop the tourism sector, they must firstly prepare the supporting facilities and infrastructure.
Kita kembangkan, ya, itu adalah sarana-sarana penunjang.
We need to develop supporting facilities so that tourists can stay with us. Sometimes the needs of tourists are missed from our preparation. They want security guarantees and food during their stay. This must be considered. There must be guaranteed their safety. Cooperation to support activities in the tourism sector, Ciamis Regency expects important participation from the government, the public, and the private sector to realize it. Head of Tourism Office of Ciamis Regency West Java, Toto Marwoto said.
Di sini termasuk gong perdamaian.
Tourism needs a handling of multi-sector networking from all levels. The most important thing is, if the community has a sense of belonging of tourism, then tourism will exactly improve. The tourism sector developed by Ciamis Regency is inseparable from the existing image, since in the principle, tourism usually sells images. Good image will have a positive impact in the community. Tourism in Ciamis with Galu as its icon continues to improve in developing historical tourism in the future. That was the second.
Indonesia. Indonesia.
Here's the news. Here is the news. Amir Zakat Agency or Basnas of the Thousand Islands Regency managed to collect 80 million rupiah from Zakat, Infaq and Sodaqah funds from the state civil apparatus throughout Ramadan 1446 Hijri. This was said by acting coordinator of the Thousand Islands Regency or Basnas, Luqman Hakim, in Jakarta on Wednesday. The Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries has said that it is ready to collaborate with the World Wild Fund Indonesia to suppress the trade in protected and endangered marine biota or included in the site's appendix. Director General of Marine Resources and Fisheries Monitoring, Pung Nugroho Saksono in Jakarta on Wednesday, confirmed that there are several action plans that will be collaborated with World Wild Fund to protect marine and fisheries resources. That's the news.
Yakin kamu,
cintamu. Terasa bahagia, namun kau hilang tanpa jejak, membuat bertanya apa salah diriku. Hapus memori itu, semudah dibayangkan, bagai hantu di siang malam mendera batinku.